Being a wise consumer requires knowing whether something you want to buy is a good value. The commentator Kelly Cressup says that some manufacturers keep changing what good value means.
My favorite brand of bread up and vanished from the grocery shelves a while back, and then weeks later suddenly reappeared. There was just one teeny tiny problem. It had shrunk. Whereas the previous loaf had been, let's say, somewhat smaller than a bread box, the new loaf was what I would call considerably smaller than a bread box. I had an Alice in Wonderland moment. Was it possible the loaf hadn't gotten smaller, but I had gotten bigger? The only fixed point of reference seemed to be the price of the loaf, holding steady at $2.69. I stood there wondering what the original loaf looked like before I arrived on the scene. Maybe it started out on a colossal scale, like a prop for Land of the Giants. I thought about the bread factory where it was made, and what a sad day it must have been when they switched over to the new size. I pictured the technicians coming in to tinker with the machinery, ordering new bread pans, reducing the measure of glop that went into each one. I imagined the scene in the company boardroom, worried executives examining two loaves of bread, one made in an industrial-size oven, the other in an easy-bake oven, the kind my sister used to have as a kid. They wonder, have we gone too far this time? Will this new loaf be laughed off the shelf? Other products have it easier. Take saltines. The crackers keep getting tinier and tinier, as if they'd rather be communion wafers. But the carton stays the same size, so that when you open it, there's enough unused space you could lease it out to a litter of kittens. Even the plastic wrappers holding the crackers have telltale roominess, as if they were going in for a loose-fitting hip-hop look. Industry insiders call this practice the wait-out. It's like Slim Fast, except that no one's supposed to notice the results. As long as the price remains a cherished American value, like $1.29 or $2.99, few people seem to notice or complain. This practice was less evident in the mid-90s, but now, with energy and production costs rising again, the wait-out is making a comeback. Snack items have lost as much as 7% of their weight without budging in price. Scaled-down packages of soap and diapers lend new meaning to the term economy size. You can almost hear products whispering on the shelves, "Honey, I shrunk the consumer confidence index." My response to this is groundbreaking and radical. I put the new loaf of bread in my grocery cart, make an itty-bitty attitude adjustment, and continue down the aisle.
The comments of Kelly Cressup, who teaches English at the University of Tennessee.